good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am always praying that you are receiving ever more inspiration to go deeper and reach higher, to do the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the rebirth, the regeneration that is needed in order for us to offset so much of this dis-ease, despair, degradation, violation, and all of that that has come under a death culture where it is a global initiative towards genocide. And we're not responding correctly and directly, which is why I keep the conversation going. It's not an events conversation. It's a regular conversation because we're in a place and space where from AIDS to zits, there is all manners of terrorism going on within the hearts and the minds of the people when they are confronted with the issues that have crystallized in their tissues as a result of what we've been doing consistently over time in having been fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame, white sugar, flour, and all of this stuff which causes cancer. And I'm the one to really be forthright enough to say that stuff causes cancer. That's why so many people have it. But it is illness of a culture, illness of a society to create multi-trillion dollar business in creating sickness, illness, and disease as a livelihood. And for those of us who are working on behalf of these systems, trying to manage disease and whatnot, is really impotency, because what we're here to do is to master ourselves. What we're here to do is to glorify that intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. What we're here to do is to come to that point and place where we understand the divinity of existence and we consciously care to be as divine as life is. And we're making excuses as to why we should not be in the integrity of who and what we really are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has the world spinning, the sun blazing, everything is in order except for the people. And so we think that having money excuses you, having things, conquering, you understand, usurping, bastardizing. So now you're going to turn Mother Earth into your whore, so that she can produce all of this unnatural stuff for you consistently over time while the people need food. And so I'm just saying is that we have to come to a point in place where we're not just following the trends. You understand? We should be the trendsetters, not those who are following that which need not be followed, that which need not even be done. You understand? You're dealing with the same generations of people who hung us and beat us and raped us, enslaved us, and bastardized, usurped us. You understand? Call us less than human. They haven't taken that stuff off their books yet. You understand? But then you want to be like them. You want to eat like that. You understand? And that's not to say that everybody who is non-melanated is a part of the problem, but the issue is everybody has been under this death culture feeling that death is the natural finality, culmination, eventuality, and destiny of what it is to be human. And we've heard the foolishness say, well, as soon as you're born, you begin to die. I'm like, how crazy can you be? You understand? So crazy. Say crazy has no limits based upon what we're seeing. You understand? So here you are in a city like Atlanta, and the infrastructure, the sewage system, was already so compromised. And instead of putting money there, everybody's building up and 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 not widening the roads. The streets are narrow. So you're dealing with a people who create congestion and constipation. That's why we call them colonialists. And colon is the root of it. Now, we got all these ones with all of this disease is starting and all of these distended colons. We cannot be a healthy people when we feed off the carcasses of dead animals. And I'm having to really emphasize it because we need to understand what the root of the issue is. It's not the love of money. It is the lust for blood and killing. It is the feeling that ones have that gives them the sense of entitlement to do whatever the hell they want to do to whoever, whenever, decide who lives and who dies and how they go about it. You understand? At the same time, massaging you to make you feel as though there's some real progression in life, but got you dying in greater and greater numbers. And then they're harvesting your organs and your body parts and this and that and taking them down the road to the Korea Life Center and making sure that, you understand? I'm like, well, if you're going to do that, then why are you poisoning everybody from the beginning? How good an organ could they have when everybody has been poisoned their entire lives? So is it just me? I got more sense than the rest of them, I guess. You understand? Because in my mind, right, it's completely out of alignment. It's antithetical to what it is to be human, to feel as though you are entitled to subjugate, dominate, usurp, bastardize, capitalize off of the life and blood and progeny of other ones, feed off their body parts, their bones and this and that, and then you think that you can function well and be fully activated in who and what you truly are. And it's not possible. We don't see the example of it. And how is it that you take responsibility? Have those who take responsibility for giving us an orientation as to what success is in life. And then marginalize us. So if we're in the capitalistic system, then it seems as though we should have had some support in understanding how to do money, how to make money, how to generate money, how to handle money, how to invest money. If you are dealing with consciously cultivating a prosperous society, you understand, you would not deny them access to the quality of knowledge that enhances their capacity to be really vital as a contributing factor in society. You would rather marginalize and dumb them down, anesthetize, inebriate, stupefy, and put them in a place of niggerdom. You understand, preferring to be wrong than right. And then deny them anything. You understand, you just want to make more and more money off the sickness, illness, and disease that's being created, but you want to be respected as intelligent people. That's just pure foolishness. That's the impact and the effect of having a bloodstream that boils hot with the rot, the decay, and the decomposition of carcasses. It poisons the blood. Poison blood creates distorted thoughts. You understand? It don't matter how you bathe and freshen up. Say, oh, you clean up real good. Yeah, but you're still filthy on the inside. You dwell in that filth. And so we're in a day and time where we have to realize that it is the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts and breathes us. It's the intelligence of existence that is all pervasive, filling all spaces. It is all there is as existence itself. There is nowhere where it is not. And it is so intelligent that it has gifted itself to each and every one of us. And then these bozos would have us in a place where we're oppressed and suppressed and depressed and feeling entitled to do it to ourselves. And then if you do it to yourself, that means you're undermining your children and your grandchildren, and you really are not able to participate in the fullness of who you are and your capacity and your authority and your authenticity and your integrity and your high ethic and morality. And I'm just saying is that if we really want to be successful in life and we really want to be wealthy in life and we really want to be rich in life, then you cannot trade your life force and life currency for a paper currency, and then take that paper currency and buy the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, white bread, white rice, white this, all this glue producing stuff, and be a healthy people. You will never have a wealth greater than yourself, and you cannot have the wealth of yourself or cultivate the wealth of yourself when you are dissipating and throwing yourself away, oppressing yourselves, and not having an understanding and an understanding that there is greatness in you. Your gifts have come by virtue of what's imprinted upon your DNA. It is already in you who you are and how you are to prosper in the world, in life. So whether you're male, female, both, neither, or some combination of all of it, I don't really care. The issue is, will you exalt a full effort in your living? Will you consciously care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected? Do you really care to walk in the integrity of the divinity of yourself? Because the intelligence of existence, that's all it wants from us. This is what this opportunity called being is our opportunity to participate as organic, intelligent parts of it, which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, which means that we, in our essence of being, in the truth of ourselves, are already immortal. But then we're under the auspices of those ones who make you feel entitled to be undermining yourselves, killing yourself, creating the degree of toxicity and acidity and insufficient oxygenation and degradation and all of this stuff to put us in a place where we've missed the truth of ourselves. We've missed the light of ourselves. By the time you have come to that place and space where you succumb and all of this mucus and phlegm and acid and what all of that stuff that creates that old frequency, all been old. See, being old in the realm of eternity is deficiency. You were never properly nourished, mineralized. You understand? You were never properly oxygenated, hydrated. And all your channels of elimination are blocked and obstructed, constipated and congested. So at the end of that life, the tragedy and the travesty was that you truly never lived. When we should be immortalizing while we're in these bodies, our bodies are literally the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, those who have the capacity to create realms and worlds of heavens, not hells. Those who have duty and obligation by virtue of the lineages that we represent to truly honor and be a glory unto the lineages that we represent. But there is nothing that we can earn, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded in the system of sickness, illness, disease, and death that absolves us of our responsibility to commit every atom and every cell of our being to that which beats our hearts and breathes us. Whatever name you may call it, it's beyond all names, all books, all saints, all saviors, all gods, all goddesses. So it's, we're all encompassed. We're all having the experience of self-evolutionary unfoldment. We're here to self-actualize. We're here to self-discover, uncover the divinity of our being, to be in a place and space where we are quite all right with being all right. To be in a place and space where we're accepting that we're creating situations and circumstances, but they're situations and circumstances. They're temporary. They're momentary. Soon as we get a greater thought, soon as we have a greater faith, soon as we consciously care to be the greater ones, then we get a chance to change those circumstances and situations because we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is active in the realm of nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence. Now, when our bodies are obstructed, when our blood flow is not flowing, when our blood has been turned to sludge and you got to be put on blood thinners, and then they tell you, well, you know, don't eat no greens. Can't have no greens. Oh, you got kidney issues. You can't drink but 32 ounces of water. You will never heal those kidneys on 32 ounces of water when you are already dehydrated. You understand? So I'm just saying, it's not really complicated. It's not rocket science. It is atomic, though. We're made with trillions and trillions of atoms. And if we had the sensibilities to be harmonized within our thought and our desire and our intention and our will, if all of our faculties are harmonized in the absolute reality of who we be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, and we decide that we care to create this situation or this circumstance, that we care to do this particular work. We want to create over here and create over there, and we can see the vision and we can come together and we can harmonize and agree in it and make it happen. That's how they do everything else. It's just that they're harmonized in being under the guise of capitalism and not the eternal order. Not being properly aligned with the intelligences of existence, not consciously caring to truly be successful in life. And success in life is not necessarily success in capitalism. Success in life is success in being in the integrity of the truth of who we each are as these points of that presence. That means we're exalting a full effort, a full life's urge. And where we're divided within ourselves, where we feel entitled to do things that are truly detrimental to ourselves, to our cells. We're creating situations. We're creating the cancer, the heart disease, the lupus, the sarcoidosis, and all of these other issues by virtue of what you're putting in your mouth on a daily basis, consistently over time, by virtue of what grandmama and them did and mama and them did. And now you got opportunity to get from up under all of that and be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, so that you are able to truly live your life, not die your life. That you are truly able to be in a place where your creativity, your ingenuity, your talents, your skill, your genius, we have the duty, obligation, and responsibility to raise completely up in our now moment, because we have yet to see a liberated people, liberated from the lie that we're supposed to be dying, liberated from all of the sickness, the illness, and disease, to be in a place and space where we know how to function, how to think. How to reverse these issues. We are not here to be complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with our own demise. And to feel entitled to do it. But you got your degrees. You got that B.A., B.S., M.A., M.S., M.F., P.H., whatever. I'm just saying. But we ain't got sense enough to want to do fruit and vegetation and oxygenation and hydration and do that which allows us to walk in the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. But we got to run over here and run over here and run over here to go to church when you are living in the temple of God. We don't need to be dying like this. And for all of those who are grieving, my heart opens up to you and I say, bless you. But don't linger in the loss. Rejoice in the love that you've experienced and consciously commit to walking a stronger walk because someone loved you, because someone believed in you, because somebody was there for you. But we're in a death culture. And if you are happy killing yourself, then yeah, be happy dying. But leave the doctors alone. I just don't get that. Why would you go to the doctors? I mean, what's the point? Well, since I just want to get my blood pressure down, then stop eating flesh. Cleanse. That don't cost you much at all. But you just love them doctors, though, don't you? You think your doctors really care about you? Did your doctors pray with you? Did your doctors encourage you to realize how divinely you were created and made in the image and the likeness of that absolute and supreme intelligence? Did that doctor come and support you and do what is necessary to help clean your behind and whatnot when you couldn't get around? Did the doctor come home and clean up for you and wash your tub and do all this? I'm telling you, the doctors only do so much. But when you get to a point where you're incapacitated, you're going to be depending on somebody to do all these things that you can no longer do for yourself. And who really wants to be in that place? And as a result of my experience in offering life support, I know, and I've heard, and I've seen, that when people get to a point where they're incapacitated and those bowels need to be moving, don't nobody want to help your bowels move. They don't want to clean up your behind. They don't want to clean up your feces. They be like, oh, she's just going to be there. You know, they don't want to empty the bedpan. It takes a certain kind of person to want to be there for you. Most of them don't want to be there for you. They loved you when y'all was eating that barbecue and all them pork rinds and smoking and getting high and doing all them things. They was right there with you. But then when you fell, they weren't there to help pick you up. And I'm saying, let us start really loving. And we can't love someone else if we're not loving that which beats our hearts and breathes us. We can't truly rejoice in the blessedness of our being where we are not consciously caring to honor the divine design of ourselves and our cells. We are not able to truly flourish and truly prosper where we waste ourselves and spew ourselves and be in a place where we're defiling the greatest thing that we were given, which is ourselves. And they invest and put so much money into polished wood, metal, and stone. And they're not really doing much polishing wood and metal and stone. They're doing sheetrock and, you know, they're cutting corners and it's cheap. You understand? It looks good on the outside, but it don't last. It doesn't regenerate. It doesn't rejuvenate like we do. You understand? We can get parts for our automobiles. Now they're trying to switch out parts in your body temple. You go get somebody else's kidneys. Go get somebody else's whatever. But the spirit is going to be charged on those organs. And it's not to say that nobody should participate in the organ donor program. But I am saying that it is a violation of the laws of life for a whole system and government and society to sign off on poisoning children with artificially colored, artificially flavored NutraSweet candy and sugar and all of these things, because sugar is the number one most pervasively used, misused, and abused drug in the world. It is the gateway drug. And most of us got it when we were children. And when you ask a child, you see them in the stores, they be off the freaking chain, screaming and hollering and stomping and having temper tantrums because they can't get their drug of choice. But the parents created this monster. And so I'm just saying, the cleaner our blood, the greater our clarity, the better we are really honoring the design of our body temples, then it provides us the opportunity to be able to handle situations and circumstances better. It allows us to be able to be fully participatory in what it is we're creating and to be in a mind where we are able to recreate, but to know that we have to start with ourselves. And as a result of there being so much distortion, dysfunction, degradation, violation, incarceration, entrapment, sex trafficking, pedophilia, and all of these other issues of low moral and ethic and lack of light and care, because we think money is God. Money is a tool that has been created that as we have some agreement about the value, that creates some sense of equal exchange. But it's not to be whored for. It's not to be killed for. It's not to be in a place where you are usurping the value and the innocence of other ones for money, for the enslavement of ones and ones. And see, because we are in a global initiative and a global culture of disenfranchisement and usury and usurpation, where people go to these people and set brother against brother, you understand, and begin to extract that which has value from the land and the soil, while they devastate the people and the water and the food. And they think that this is not going to come back on them. We cannot initiate devastation in the world and not receive some devastation. They used to say an eye for an eye. The issue for us is knowing that those who are the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, those who are the profiteers, those who are the partakers, the sickness, illness, disease, and death is your fate. So whatever jobs you're working, whatever investments you're making, whatever money, it has really very little value when you have no value for yourself and your life and your legacy and your lineages. And I'm the one to say, we are in a now moment of eternity. We should always be in a now moment of eternity. And we should be living consciously, exalting a full effort and a full life's urge on a daily basis, consciously caring to consistently cleanse these temples so that the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses can be completely re-enthroned in our temples, so that we are living and loving and lifting and uplifting, enhancing, enriching, adding unto and blessing and creating and being who we are, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that these bodies are our vehicles. And for whatever else we go, we live in these bodies. And they should be clean places, to have a clean spirit, to have not just a positive effect, but to be truly influential and impactful in creating heaven on earth, so that every child has protection and cultivation, that every woman knows her responsibilities as the perpetuator, and every man walks in the esteem of who he is as a son of God. We're in a now moment where we have the opportunity to choose. To choose life, to choose light, to choose wisdom, to be in the truth and the integrity of who we are. But we have to be cleansed in order to reap the fullness of our birthright in this now moment. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with us in any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, those who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, thank you for caring to be with me every Thursday night, as often as you can, and hopefully as long as you can. And prayerfully, you are always receiving more inspiration, more insights, more support, more encouragement, more of everything that you require in order to be completely and wholeheartedly committed to walking in the integrity of the fullness of all that you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And I am so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come to these airwaves and every opportunity I have to meet you, greet you, share time and energy with you, and pray that I am always integrous with the intention that I have to give you more each and every time, because our relationships are what enriches our lives. Our relationships are what makes our lives full. And in this now moment, as we are witnessing the pandemic of sickness, illness, dis-ease, despair, depression, homelessness, and all of the things that really make us take deep breaths and ask questions as to what's happening, why is it happening, and why isn't somebody doing something about it. And for those of you who are trying and caring to do something about it, I am caring to make sure that you are receiving more of what is required so that you're ever more effective in being who you are. Because we are all each these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts, breathes us, has the sun blazing, the world spinning, and is all there is as existence itself. And all of the disorder and chaos is as a result of the reality of order and law being foundational. And our being in a place where we have not been cultivated and socialized and educated and religiously trained to understand how to participate willingly, consciously, lovingly with the laws that govern us. And therefore, we are ignoring that there is law. We're disobedient, disregarding, disrespecting that there is law, and that the fulfillment of the law is love. And that in loving, we are obligated to acknowledge the divinity of existence of all beings directly, regardless of what form they may take, as every eye sees as an eye of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to lift our eyes up to see that there is all God, there is only God, and we are in a place and space where we have the responsibility to clear, cleanse, and consciously consecrate our body temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses in this realm upon the earth, while the earth is spinning throughout the reality that is eternity, and knowing that our now moment is pregnant with infinite possibilities of how we can circumvent some of the devastation that is scheduled as a result of the foundation of our countries and governments on the violation, the slaughter, the annihilation, the capitalization, the usurpation, the devastation of the planet, the people, as well as the creatures. But the people themselves have to come to a point where we will no longer be complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with that which is dis-ease and despair. That our coming to a point of understanding and understanding that this global initiative that is depopulation and genocide affects absolutely everybody. And while we are literally seeing we're on a cataclysmic ride with demise, and everybody is so focused on how much more money they can generate, the money is not going to be your salvation. But as we are wise enough to invest in cultivating the wealth of ourselves, and consciously caring to clear ourselves, to cleanse ourselves, to purify our bloodstream so that the spirit that is charged upon our blood is clear and cleansed as is necessary for meeting the requisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet or beyond the planet. But because we've been sown in the seeds and the belief of death, then some people feel, too many people feel, as though you have to die of something anyway, so we might as well enjoy the process of killing ourselves by feeding off of the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, all of this white sugar, white flour, white rice, white pasta, all of this stuff that creates so much mucus, so much acidity that is laying foundation for the cancer, the lupus, the sarcoidosis, and all of these other issues that are crystallizing in our tissues that are literally robbing us of the joy of living. Because it is very difficult to rejoice in the blessedness of being when you are in pain and disdain. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to care more, to walk in the divinity of our own being, to acknowledge that being itself and life itself is absolutely divine, and to come to a point and place where we are all right with being completely cleansed and purified, to understand that that is the foundation of healing. And where so many ones have invested so much money in education, so that they have become degreed in the various specialties in medicine and pharmaceuticals and all of this stuff, but that's not healing the people. And so now we have these youngsters that are coming forward and saying they want to be doctors. I say, do you really want to be a doctor, or would you prefer to be actually facilitating the healing of the people? And they will say, I would prefer to be healing people. The children have that much sense. And so our now moment is requiring us to care to be healed, care to be cleansed, care to be whole, care to be vivid in our own reflection and vivid self-expression as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is called by many names but is beyond all names. And all gods and all goddesses and lords and lordesses and saints and saviors and prophets and gurus and mazis and mizis and all of the spiritual hierarchy of the exalted realms. We're in a now moment that requires us to have wisdom enough to do what's truly in our own best interests, to realize that as a result of there being so much degradation and violation and conscious and unconscious participation with it, that the sickness, the illness and disease, the depression, the bipolarism, the schizophrenia, and all of the issues that have crystallized in our tissues as a result of the concentration and saturation and contraindication of the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the preservatives, and all of the things that were in our breakfast cereals, all of the hormones and antibiotics that were in the cheeses and the eggs and the milk and the ice creams and all of these things, to realize that when you have a government that licenses companies to poison children, you have a people who will soon cease to exist. When you have mothers who are ignoring the reality that their children are becoming obese and hypertensive at 9 and 10 years old, and that their men are literally carrying so much extra waste that they look like pregnant women, these sisters have to come to a point where it matters to them, to us, that we are able to reverse these issues, to know that we can ask and have it be given to us, and that in this now moment, there is so much available to us, so that we have to take responsibility for knowing how to facilitate our healing. Because the hospitals and the doctors and the pharmacists and all of that are not providing us with the wherewithal, the support, the inspiration, the knowledge, the information, any of that which is required. And so because the miseducation has given the professional ones a delusionary sense that they no longer need to knock and seek and ask God for solution, that they can just apply what they've been taught and it's sufficient when it is obvious that it is insufficient. And whatever degree of progression we think we may have made as a result of how much more money we have access to, or how much more credit or much debt we have access to, or how much more travel or experiences we are able to have, and then have no real power, have no real understanding and understanding as to how to be empowered to the degree to which we have wisdom and light enough to stop the oppression, the suppression, the genocide that affects absolutely everything and everybody. So we can want to have money, but to have money does not mean that you have wisdom. To have money does not mean that you have light. To have money does not mean that you are able to write a curriculum of education that ensures the progression of your lineages. We are in a now moment where we need to come to that place and space of care to fulfill destiny, as opposed to having tragic dates with fate. To suffocate in bodies filled with so much toxicity, so much acidity, so much worms and parasites and organisms and all of that, that literally the wealth of the people, the life force of the people, the richness of the people, the ingenuity, the talent, the skills, the abilities, the sensibilities, the high ethic and the morality of the people have been robbed, leaving the people drunk and drugged and homeless, hopeless, addicted. And then we have so much money in the lottery and whatnot, but then some one person, some ones can win so much money when we have so much sickness, so much illness, so much homelessness and whatnot, because there is literally a lack of light and love and wisdom and truth that allows us to walk as an empowered people, knowing that we have the capacity to heal our situations. We have the capacity to make a difference. We have the capacity to flip this script. It is ours to do, because those that we have trusted, those who we have empowered, those who have vied for selection and election to government did not ask for that. And our master's degrees and PhDs have not really given us what is needed in order to have the degrees of integrity that put us in a place and a space where we are able to ensure that the rights of everybody to have food, clothing, and shelter by virtue of the reality that they exist. Food, clothing, and shelter are not the things that we should be enslaved to have or to whore to have. And where there are those who are with government, they should not really be in a place and space where they are licensing and okaying for tobacco and alcohol and sugar and all of this stuff to be so readily available, available on every corner, in every store, marketed to children, advertised on Saturday mornings with the cartoons and whatnot. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that genocide may look like fun, but it is no fun to be dying. It is no fun to see your children passing away, not just prematurely, but dying before they have ever even lived. And those of us who are maturing, or would care to be looked at as mature ones, to still be in a battle where you are lusting for the flesh of a dead animal, that you have to be high. You got, you understand, I'm just saying, is that we should be in progression as living intelligences of an absolute and supreme presence that is all there is, its existence itself. We each are the individuations of the presence of that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we should be maturing as such, not dying, not getting old and decrepit and senile and coming down with all manners of neurological issues and whatnot, that we literally have missed the opportunity to create a greater way, to be the foundation and the perpetuation of the greatness of lineages that we represent. And so many ones are intellectualizing to the degree to which it's all about conversation. It's all about what you believe, but it's not about how you're living, whether you're loving, whether you're honoring, whether you're uplifting, enhancing, enriching. We want to battle. We want to compete. We want to be at war. And that is not the way of light, the way of love, or the way of that which we refer to as God, which should be our way, particularly as answer to all of the issues that we find ourselves facing as individuals, as families, as communities, as nations, as a global humanity. To have so much of our populace dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation, when there is purpose in existence towards the exaltation, the elevation, the evolutionary unfoldment, the self-actualization, self-realization of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And we refuse to stand in the integrity of it. We refuse to really honor the divinity of our being. We refuse to take responsibility for really caring, knocking, asking, seeking, praying, consecrating, purifying our bodies so that the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses can be completely re-enthroned in these temples that are our bodies, and to realize that being under siege, being warred against, that these ones have figured a way to rob the temples of the living gods and goddesses of our wealth, our riches, our treasures, and all of that which allows us to be continued in existence and to be in a place and space where we have fulfilled destiny. Having mastered ourselves, our thoughts, our passions, our will, our emotion, our intentions and whatnot, so that we are loving that which beats our hearts with our whole body, heart, with all of our might. So that we are caring and honoring our global family as family. But to follow the auspices of those who are so insecure that they feel as though they have to go into other people's places and bomb them, take from them, extract that which has value without creating a win-win situation. I'm just saying is that the way of might is right is wickedness. And to be in a place and space where you're under the influences of those who will get you in a boxing ring, right? But then they'll tie your hands behind your back so that you can't really fight. And then they just beat you. You understand? This is the kind of mentality that we came up under in this country. You understand? So no, they poison us so that we're not able to respond correctly and directly. Put us in a place where that which is not food for us is that which we have so much access to, that which we've come to love as a result of the flavor enhancers, the artificial colors and flavors that are indeed behavior modifiers, modifying our behavior so that we are not responding correctly and directly to being under siege. We are complacent, complicit, and co-conspirating with the forces of our oppression, depression, subjugation, domination. And then we have a conversation about what the enemy is doing without looking at what you are able to do when you consciously care to lift your voice and open your heart to that which beats your heart and that which breathes you, that which you refer to as God, that which you refer to as the Most High, that which you refer to as the Supreme Being, that which you refer to as Jah, Yah, Yahweh, Allah. It doesn't matter what you call it, but to come to a point and place where you really care to be attuned unto its light, to be attuned into the greatness of who you are, to be in a place and space where it matters that we are able to triumph over all of the foolishness, all of the sinfulness, all of the wickedness, all of the scheme of those to distort organic progression so that we are dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation, delusional to think that money is our salvation. With each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, there is that which is infinite and eternal that is with us, that is waiting for us to apply ourselves unto its way. And we cannot get there without the healing that needs to happen so that we have access to our right mind, our divine mind, divine thoughts that lay foundation for right action. And we cannot be healed and we cannot be whole as long as we're supporting the violation and the annihilation of other creatures and feeding off of their carcasses, feeding off of their progeny, feeding off of their body fluids and whatnot, as if that is the will of existence for us to be cannibals. To be in a place and space where, with all of the truth and all of the light and all of the logic and whatnot that comes with it, that you are not able to divorce yourself from your lust for flesh. And that is indeed the root of the evil, is the lust for flesh and blood, the love of killing, corrupting, violating, usurping, bastardizing. The activities that make ones and ones feel so powerful that they can murder and feel empowered by virtue of the spilling of blood. This is the root of the issue. And then for us to feed off of those carcasses, to feed off of those who've been violated, to feed off of those who only knew pain and disdain and suffering and anguish and angst, to know that that is the foundation of most of the mental illness, in that we're feeding off of that which has no life force. It doesn't oxygenate, it doesn't hydrate, it doesn't mineralize, it does not facilitate elimination of waste. We are poisoning ourselves because we have been behaviorally modified to love that which has no substance. And so therefore we become a people who have no substance. We create that which has no substance, music that has no substance, art that has no real substance. Life that has no real substance. So it is in the resubstantiation and enhancement of the substance of our own beings, the wealth of ourselves, consciously caring to be oxygenated, hydrated, mineralized, and open up all channels of elimination so that the toxins, the poisons, the nitrates, the nitrites, the preservatives, the behavior modifying chemicals that allow for extended shelf life of that which has become basically inert. There's nothing in it. That enlivens, cleanses, or facilitates cellular regeneration. The methodology of our oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning, and the food is the tool of oppression, and the weapons of mass destruction are the tobacco, the alcohol, the sugar, the pharmaceuticals. And where there are those who feel as though they would prefer to continue to eat the flesh of dead animals, they would prefer to eat the aborted fetuses of these beings, they would prefer to eat the flesh of sea creatures and whatnot, and then take their medication. And so we have to begin to really assess the intelligence of people. Because it is not natural for individuals, for intelligences of existence, to be all right with undermining themselves. This is the evidence of the behavior modification that comes as a result of the cellular assault with all of these chemicals and these preservatives and these hormones and these antibiotics and how they interact with each other, the contraindication of them, the saturation, concentration of these things in our brains, our tissues, our organs, and to know that the body is so intelligent that it is trying to protect and save itself by tucking so much of these chemicals away in little pockets over here and pockets over there that become cysts and tumors. And where we continue to feed off the starches, the flour products that turn into mucus and glue within the body that hold these chemicals in. And we see the people are now disfigured and distorted and no longer look like the ones that they've come through. No longer fitting the image and the likeness of that which we refer to as God. We're in a now moment where we must care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, resurrected, reconciled, restored, and remembered in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that there is no success that anyone could ever have in undermining themselves or anybody else. There is no winning in war. There is no winning in usurpation and devastation. Mother Earth has the right to shake, quiver, quake, and do everything she possibly can to save herself from those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth. And we are in the day of the Exodus for the establishment of the eternal order has to be done by those who care to be in alignment with the light and the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, on behalf of the whole of existence, and the reconciliation, the reattunement, and the establishment of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, absolute law, absolute order, and the absolute and eternal government as a reality of life on earth. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.